Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Happy Wednesday, folks. I am fired up to be at this college football semifinal match tomorrow at the Hard Rock Stadium, 7:30 Eastern.
Penn State versus Notre Dame. It is a big one. I'll be out before the game, outside the stadium, getting some content with all the fans. See me, please come say hello. On this show, I have Zaid Hussain at 12 past the hour, Giovanna Scroggins at 25. We'll talk some NFL news. There's been a ton going on, some offseason stuff, head coaching moves, head coaching rumors, the situation with the Raiders, which is just crazy. They're now paying three coaches, and they will be paying a fourth when they bring somebody else in after Antonio Pierce gets fired. We'll talk some college football playoff as well, and then at the 40-minute mark, we're bringing on my co-host for First Touch, which is Friday's 5 o'clock Eastern, to talk some soccer. There's been a ton of news. The January transfer window is looming. A lot of transfer news going on, some League Cup games. FA Cup is right around the corner. A ton going on in the Premier League. So we want to get all that covered. I know we have First Touch Friday. But, you know, Fridays we usually go over the scores. So we want to dive a little deeper into the headlines today just because there's too much going on to ignore. And obviously, I just love talking about it, baby. So what a better time to bring Nico on to discuss all of that. And what a time for sports in general. NFL playoffs are here. College football semifinals as well going on. NBA is in full swing. I don't know if you guys saw Cooper Flagg's dunk last night for Duke. If you didn't see it, go watch it. An unbelievable poster. I mean, he punched this one through the rim, and he is just such an exciting prospect. As a North Carolina fan, it pains me to say that I'm a huge Cooper Flagg fan. But it's just impossible. You know, I respect the sport too much. I respect him too much. He's, in my eyes, a future number one pick. I would be shocked if he didn't leave after this season. We're going to start diving into some college hoops as well as football winds down. There's just so much going on, man. Got to pay attention to everything. But for today's show, we'll go over NFL news, college football playoff, NFL playoffs, and the world of soccer here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Up next, bringing on Zaid Hussain. Stay right with us. I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh, yeah, looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine. Happy Wednesday, folks. Let's waste no time and get him in here. Zaid Hussain, a pleasure again to have you on, my man. How we doing?
Doing great, Ty. Man, I just want to take a moment to talk about the NBA yesterday because they talked about the ratings being down, but what a night of basketball we had yesterday. Colin Sexton hits a three to tie the game, and then Trae Young hits a half-court buzzer-beater game winner. We had LeBron's sick dunk. It was just a great night of hoops yesterday. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it.
I didn't catch up with the NBA last night outside of highlights. I did see Trae Young's shot. From my understanding, Trae Young has really grown as a player, not being so selfish. He's getting it. I mean, he had last night, 24 points, 20 assists, which is unbelievable. And I'm not one. I don't love complimenting LeBron too much. I'm a Jordan guy through and through. I don't even think it's a debate. We're not going to have that conversation now. However, the lefty windmill at 40 is just insane. I mean, that's crazy to me. Unbelievable dunk. Right now, for me, the best NBA story is LiAngelo Ball's song, which I've been just bumping on repeat. I find it hilarious. It's awesome. Go check it out if you haven't. But, Zaid, there's been a ton of stuff. I know, obviously, NFL playoffs are right around the corner. It's very easy to just discuss those games, what we think. But outside of the teams that are focusing on the playoffs, the news cycle has started. They wasted absolutely no time. I want to start with your Bears. It's been rumored that they asked for permission to speak with McCarthy. The Dallas Cowboys have denied the permission for the Bears to interview them. Just the fact that the Bears are looking at McCarthy, how does that make you feel as a Bears fan?
It honestly makes me sick to my stomach, Ty. I mean, thank God the Cowboys denied that, because look at Mike McCarthy's resume. What has he really done? He had arguably, a top three greatest quarterback of all time in Aaron Rodgers in his prime, managed to win one measly Super Bowl, which, yeah, he won a Super Bowl, but, okay, you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers who, surrounded by amazing players, did absolutely nothing with him. Then you look at his tenure with the Cowboys. What has he done with the Cowboys? Cowboys have been nothing but disappointing year after year, and I have no idea why the Bears would even want to interview someone like Mike McCarthy. I think there's way better options out there. I think we need to look and think outside the box for once, not hire a Mark Trestman type of guy, a Mike McCarthy type of guy, and, guys that we hired in the past that nobody has any idea about, including Matt Eberflus. I think we need to look at veteran head coaches like a Pete Carroll, like a Mike Vrabel, Robert Saleh, all these type of guys. You know, when I look back at the Jets with Robert Saleh, I mean, he was fired because of a shaky kind of start. But looking at what he did with the team compared to when he left, I thought he did a good job. I thought the defense played well when he was there. I thought while the offense was, you know, shaky, it performed a lot better under Saleh than as opposed to other head coaches and the rest of the staff. So I think the Bears should go look at someone like that, someone like Mike Vrabel, someone like Pete Carroll as well.
The Bears are rumored to be very – Poles is allegedly, like, in love with Ben Johnson and is trying to do anything to get him in there. How do you feel about our first-time head coach in Ben Johnson? We've obviously – it's – nobody can disagree that what he's done to the Lions offense is nothing short of remarkable. But as a Bears fan, are you leaning more – like, are you comfortable taking a risk on bringing a guy like Ben Johnson in as a first-time head coach into Chicago with terrible ownership – with a lot of pressure, with fans who are tired of losing, or are you still riding with you would prefer to go and secure a guy like Vrabel, who is coaching the league, or Pete Carroll, who you know has won a Super Bowl, veteran coach. He's done it at the college level. He's done it at the NFL level. Great culture guy. Where do you lean towards?
For me, I think you view Ben Johnson as a guy that, you know, if you can't get a Mike Vrabel or Pete Carroll, I think then you go to Ben Johnson. I view him as a third option for me. I just don't think I know he's done a ton with the offense, but you got to look at the talent around that offense. I mean, that's just such a stacked offense. I think most people would have success over there. But you want to talk about a guy that has leadership and is going to be a locker room guy who people respect. It's Mike Vrabel, and I think it's Pete Carroll as well. But I think Vrabel is the perfect guy for the job. I think players love to play for someone like him, and I think you have to go with a guy that has experience, and we need experience here in Chicago because it's something we've been lacking for a long, long time. It seems to me that we just choose random guys off the street every single time we pick a head coach, and we wonder why it doesn't work out. It's unbelievable.
I'm a little worried for the Ben Johnson hire as well. It gives me Adam Gase type of vibes, you know, because, I mean, you said it best. Look at the talent that the Lions have on offense. Let's take away the skill players. That offensive line is one of the best, if not the best, in football. So I'm on board with you. I think the Bears have to hire a vet. You mentioned Robert Saleh. It's being reported as of 7 hours ago, so this afternoon, the Niners are set to rehire him as the defensive coordinator. What are your thoughts on that move for the Niners after the season that they had?
I think it's a brilliant move, and I think it's honestly a no-brainer move. Robert Saleh has showed that he is one of the best defensive minds in football. And, you know, the 49ers, obviously, you know, a disappointing season, but literally their whole team was injured. I mean, from defense to offense, just injury after injury after injury. It's been insane how bad they've been injured. So I think this is a year to forget. You have the offseason to get healthy. Now you come back. If you get a guy like Robert Saleh running your defense again, I think you're right there as a Super Bowl contender once again.
Let's talk about the Raiders for a quick second. They're now paying three coaches and will be paying a fourth when they inevitably hire someone after they dismiss Antonio Pierce. Gruden, McDaniels, and Pierce all on the payroll, all will remain on the payroll, and now they have to hire another head coach, so they'll be paying four head coaches. Additionally, reports are coming out. Although Belichick is saying he's committed to UNC despite NFL temptations, Tom Brady allegedly had reached out to him to try and get him to come to Las Vegas and take that head coaching job. I don't know how I feel about this. Tom Brady, the analyst, who also owns part of the Raiders and is now in the booth but also trying to convince his old coach to come coach the team that he has minority share in. That whole situation in Las Vegas is bizarre to me. And, you know, where do they go from here? I mean, because it just seems like Colin Cowherd said it best. It is, you know, it's a coaching carousel. You come in, it's a residency. You come in for a couple years, you get a bag, and then you get dismissed, and you just continue to get paid because, you know, they owe you the money. Where did the Raiders go from here?
Yeah, I think this is a team that has to finally get it right because, like you mentioned, paying three head coaches is absolutely ridiculous at this point. I mean, Gruden was to me, the man for the job. Obviously, we saw that whole situation ended, which was really unfortunate. But, I mean, you go from head coach to head coach to head coach, and it's not like they were paying them a small amount of money. You know, Gruden was getting paid a bag, and so was McDaniels. So this is an outrageous amount of money that's being burned here. So I think if you're the Raiders, you need to make sure that you find the right piece. And if you don't know that you have the right piece, sign them to a one-year contract or two-year contract. I mean, Jesus, you're paying these guys hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're not even coaching anymore. It's unbelievable.
It really is crazy, and it does not sit right with me that a broadcaster in Tom Brady on a huge contract, who also obviously owns part of the Raiders, is allowed to try and recruit a head coach in. I know there's a lot of rules around his contract about, you know, speaking at or, you know, being in the booth for Raiders games and, you know, the on-field coverage and dealing with teams. So I don't know. I feel like that shouldn't be allowed. It doesn't sit right with me, but it is what it is, I guess. It's Tom Brady. So, you know, he's never exactly followed the rules. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, i.e. Deflategate and Spygate. But nonetheless, I don't know if you just saw this. Travis Kelce on his podcast with his brother talking about how, you know, he would wanted to see the Bengals in the playoffs. Are you buying that? Because I'm not buying that at all. I don't think anybody wanted to see the Bengals in the playoffs. And the Chiefs blew the game. I'm not going to say blew the game because they obviously there was no reason to play anybody. It was smart not to. But real quick, are you buying Travis Kelce saying we wanted to see the Bengals in the playoffs and we don't even want to play the lowest seed? We want the best teams right away. Like, what is that? Come on.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I think, you know, they go from playing obviously what could be a very dangerous team in the Bengals to playing a team between the Chargers and Texans, who I think they match up beautifully against both. I think this is a Chiefs team that's going to obviously walk to the AFC Championship, and then from there you're going to play your toughest test, obviously, which is most likely going to be, you know, a Bills team or a Ravens team. So I think the Chiefs have it exactly the way they want it. And I think Kelce should just keep his mouth shut and prepare for the playoffs. That's about it.
Yeah, I hate it, man. It's just insane to me. No one's buying that. No one's buying that. The Bengals have always had their number. I know, obviously, it's not too much there on back-to-back Super Bowls, but just focus on the playoffs, man. Enough is enough. All right, Zaid, as always, my friend, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
Absolutely. All right, up next, Giovanna Scroggins. We'll dive into the college football playoff. We'll get her opinion on what's going on around the NFL world as well as we continue here on Sports Overnight America. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Happy Wednesday, folks. So much going on. NFL playoffs are looming. College football playoff semifinal kicks off tomorrow. Let's get her in here, and we'll start right there. Giovanna Scroggins, how fired up are you for these semifinal matchups?
Oh, yeah, I'm super fired up. Just left a media press conference with all the top players from Texas and some of their coaches. They're, you know, geared up and prepared for this game, and it's really interesting because I talked to them a little bit about, you know, how this game, what this game means for them, and also kind of how this game is a little bit of a home field advantage. A lot of these kids on this Longhorn football team are from the DFW, so playing in their backyard essentially is going to be special for them and their families.
What's the vibe that you're getting? Because I think most of the country, including myself, feels Ohio State is the clear favorite, that they're going to cover their 5.5-point spread. Home field advantage will play a factor in this, but, I mean, their offense just stomped Tennessee, stomped Oregon, and, you know, they're getting ready to come up against a Texas team feeling really, really good. Texas team, by the way, that went to overtime with a what a lot of people believe is an inferior Arizona State team that they had a four-score lead against. What's the vibe that you're feeling, the general energy from the Texas team? Are you sensing a little bit of nervousness? Are you sensing maybe a lack of confidence? Or are you feeling these guys are locked in, ready to rip, and you're giving them a good chance to maybe win this football game?
You know what, the overall vibe I got from a lot of these coaches and the players was relaxed. You spoke to a little bit about how they're going into this game as an underdog. He simply put it, I don't look at the money lines. I don't look at those the point differential. I'm just here to play football. And I think that's really important for him to go into this game with a clear mind. So I would say the word around this environment of the Longhorn team is relaxed.
We got a clip from you speaking with Quinn Ewers. Let's hear what he has to say about preparing for Ohio State.
I think they play really hard, and you know they're a sound defense, and they do a good job of on the interior of you know creating one-on-ones and hard matchups. And you know overall, I think they're just a disciplined football team, and they're always in the right spot.
He mentions being a disciplined football team. Is the key to a Texas victory winning the turnover battle? I know that's a kind of a, you know, it seems like an easy question to answer, but I mean, for me at least, and correct me if I'm wrong, if Texas wants to win this game, they can't turn it over and they need to pick off Will Howard or get a couple forced fumbles in here to keep momentum, especially when you're at home, those turnovers, and obviously it's not a home game, but it's as close to a home game as you can get. That's the key for me. What about you?
For sure. I'm right there with you, Tyler. And I think another key is it's not just going to be about, throwing touchdowns for Quinn. It's going to be about, you know, the defense. This is going to be a defensive game. Offense wins games. Defenses win championships. So if they can go in, force some turnovers and also, you know, get a bunch of touchdowns, I think that's the key for Texas going into this game against Ohio State.
Over under is 53.5. So Vegas is expecting a lot of points. What about you? Do you think that this ends up being a defensive battle, or do you think that at some point it's really just going to open up?
If Texas plays the way they need to, like we talked about, you know, stopping their awesome offense, stopping Jeremiah Smith, I don't know if that, you know, will cover the spread. However, Vegas, you know, I've learned my lesson betting against Vegas. So I think there are going to be a lot of points posted in this game. And if Texas cannot, you know, stop that awesome offense that Ohio State has, then definitely it's going to be a higher scoring game.
If Texas shows up defensively, do they win? Or is Ohio State just too strong?
if they show up defensively, I think they have a strong chance of winning. Obviously, we saw in the Arizona State game, their offense came out super strong. You know, they put up a lot of points, but, you know, Texas defense, a little bit of a lapse, you know, going in towards that game and then eventually going into overtime. So I think this game is definitely about the Texas defense and if they can stop Ohio State's offense. But also looking at Ewers, he has to be almost perfect in this game in order for them to come out with a W.
Okay, and let's, for me at least, if this becomes a shootout, I don't think Texas stands a chance. Are you with me on that, or do you think that Texas is fully capable of putting up, you know, points in a shootout as well?
Based on how their offense has been in the last couple of games, if this game is a shootout, I don't think they can keep up. Their defense has to step up, and their defense has to win this game for them.
Let's shift over to the game that I will be at tomorrow at the Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami, 7:30 Eastern, Notre Dame taking on Penn State. In the headlines today, Franklin was discussing, you know, fair competition. He doesn't like this Notre Dame being independent, believes they should join a conference. What do you make of, you know, making that statement the day before a game like this? Is that something that needs to be said in this moment leading up to this game? And look, I understand reporters ask questions that lead to answers like this, but are you a fan of him having this discussion the day before the biggest game of his career?
No, I'm really not, because, you know, all this chatter around, which I honestly appreciate what, you know, the players and the coaches did today for the Longhorns, but all the chatter and kind of like dissing the other team right before a big game is ahead of them, I'm not a big fan of, quite frankly. I think he has a argument in terms of Notre Dame being independent and coming in. I think there's a huge argument around that alone. However, bringing it up and the timely manner that he did bring it up, I think it's a little bit of a off-putting statement to go and say ahead of this big game.
Nick Douglas said it yesterday. He loves Notre Dame in this spot. Where do you lean?
You know, I said it yesterday. I'm thinking Penn State. However, I do love Notre Dame football. I've had family that play in that program. I think they honestly have a huge chance of winning this game. But in my perfect world, I think a Penn State win would be good for me, because then I felt a little bit better about them beating SMU.
I see that. And I've said this very publicly over the last couple days. This is a big win for Penn State. The first two rounds of the playoffs, the whole idea that the stigma of Franklin and Penn State can't win the big one, the idea that is just washed away because they beat an inferior SMU and a significantly more inferior Boise State team. Like, those were big moments. They were not big games against big competition where recruiting is similar and the size of the school is similar and just the story of the program is even remotely the same. So this is a big one. If they win this, I gotta put my hand up and say, Franklin, I'm sorry. But until that happens, I'm not buying that this Penn State team can win big games. And I'm rolling with the Irish after beating a very good Georgia team. I don't care that they had a backup in. The backup took down Texas, who's in the other half of the semifinal, in the SEC championship game without even full preparation. The kid came in at halftime. So I'm putting that to bed that the Georgia team, they didn't have their starting quarterback. Spare me. The kid came in and tore up Texas in the second half of a football game with no preparation. It doesn't matter to me. Let's shift over to the NFL. Some storylines. Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo sought out by the Jets and Raiders for head coach. What are your thoughts on that move for both organizations? And if you're Steve Spagnuolo, let's forget if they three-peat or not. Are you even remotely interested in taking the payday and being a head coach for the Jets or the Raiders? Or if you are him, are you staying right where you are in Kansas City and staying a part of this dynasty that we're watching unfold in front of our eyes?
If you put me in his shoes, I would 100% stay a part of the dynasty, because you have a legacy that you've started, that you've built, and that you can continue to, like, just keep ramping up. It's a similar situation a little bit with Tyreek Hill. You know, you leave that dynasty for the money, and now you're sitting there like, oh, you know, I don't really want to play for this team anymore because I want to get into the playoffs. Similar for a coach. You're talented enough to go and get more money, but is it about money to you, or is it about winning football and making a dynasty and making a name for yourself in this industry and making a legacy? That, in my opinion, is the more important half.
I'll tell you what I would do if I was Spags. I'd go to the Raiders, be there for 12 months, get fired, catch the bag, and then just go back to Kansas City and resume your role. It's exactly what we just saw Robert Saleh do.
You think it's that simple? You think it's going to happen like that?
I mean, it seems to be. They're paying three head coaches right now, and they're about to pay four. They're paying Gruden. They're paying McDaniels. They're now paying Pierce. If Spags comes in, he's getting paid. They don't keep head coaches in Vegas. Why? They have a terrible owner. It's the same thing as the Jets. It is the exact same thing. Their ownership is terrible. The fish rots at the head, as they say. And it's a perfect segue into me bringing up the situation with the Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons foresees Cowboys Super Bowl triumph in 2025 is the headline. I want to get your take on that, but also your take on the fact that the Bears had reached out and asked if they could hold discussions with McCarthy, and the Cowboys say no, which, if you read the tea leaves, means McCarthy is not going anywhere in Dallas. What are your thoughts on that, and are you in agreement with Micah Parsons that you think that the Cowboys have a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl next season?
Oh, where do I begin with the Cowboys? Oh,
you got like about a minute or so. I know I gave you a lot to go at, but I need to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah, we knew McCarthy wasn't going anywhere. I knew he wasn't going anywhere when the season started. It's going to take a lot to get him out of there. Jerry Jones likes him. Jerry Jones likes to control. You know, Mike McCarthy is a perfect puppet for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. I knew he wasn't going anywhere. I'm surprised the Bears even asked permission to interview him. Waste some, honestly, words and time, in my opinion. The Micah Parsons statement... When you look at the Cowboys roster, I think they are a talented roster, but I have three issues right now. I have issues with Jerry Jones, I have issues with the coaching, and I have issues with Dak Prescott. And until those are fixed up and changed, I don't think the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, let alone a deep run in the playoffs.
You said it best, and I couldn't agree more. Giovanna Scroggins, thank you so much for coming on. It has been an absolute pleasure, and we will chat soon.
Bye, Tyler. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, up next, Nico Beefsauce talking the world of soccer here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We'll be right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America with your host, Tyler Levine. We are presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Go to rocketmortgage.com for some help with those closing costs, which are very tedious. Don't underestimate that. Go to rocketmortgage.com. Come on. If you're buying a house, you need to do it. Let's get him in here, Nico Beefsauce, my co-host on First Touch, which is Fridays, 5 o'clock Eastern. We usually chat EPL, Champions League scores, our reactions to those games. However, I wanted to bring him on here tonight just to talk the world of soccer in general. There's been a ton of news headlines, a ton of drama, some League Cup and FA Cup action going on. Nico, how we doing, my man? Pleasure to have you on a Wednesday.
I mean, this is wonderful, and coming off of an amazing game, Liverpool versus United over the weekend, we got to talk about it more on Friday. Today we had some action with Liverpool losing a Tottenham, which is shocking to me, but let's talk about it. What's going on?
Man, first of all, thoughts and prayers out to Bentancur. Went down with just a really weird non-contact injury. He is now conscious. He's awake. He's speaking, which is great to hear. It's one of those unsettling videos that you see online. I'm not really giving too much. I mean, you look at the starting lineup for Liverpool. They did play, majority of their guys. It's a weird one. It's the first leg of the Carabao Cup. It is definitely a shocking victory. I wanted to really chat with you about Newcastle going to the Emirates and beating Arsenal 2-0. Isak and Gordon score. Nico, what is going on with Arsenal? Are you sold on this Mikel Arteta era and what the product that they are putting out on the field? I know Saka is injured. They're kind of going through it, but what are your thoughts on the state of Arsenal as a club right now?
I think Arsenal came into the season expecting it to have it easier than what they're having it right now. I think they overestimated themselves and the fact that they didn't sign a striker. I mean, we've mentioned it on First Touch probably a million times, that was a big, big move to not make for Arsenal and be missing that guy that's going to put games away. And now we just see it. Every time they can't score, they're in trouble. They tied against Bayern over the weekend 1-1, a game that they could have easily taken if they had scored another goal. And then midweek, Newcastle is on absolute fire. I remember you saying that your hot take was their coach being fired by the end of the season, but I definitely don't see that happening. I definitely see Newcastle putting it together up front and creating issues against any team they play, really. And they're on fire.
You just had to throw me under the bus because I did say that. And there's a 0% chance that happens. Eddie Howe is here to stay. Let's see how long he stays after. I mean, the man himself, Alexander Isak, in the Premier League alone, 18 games, 13 goals, 4 assists, and he's dealt with some injuries as well. This guy's on fire. And when you look at the Arsenal team ratings, Kai Havertz 5.9, Isak an 8.1. Is Isak a guy for you that Arsenal should be dumping the bag, backing up the Brinks truck to Newcastle and saying, what is the number? We need this guy. Is he the answer to their push to finally win a league title or anything other than an FA Cup for the first time in, 20 years now? Is that the answer? Is he that guy?
Listen, considering that Newcastle has one of the richest guys on earth on the wheel, it really depends on what his expectations and what his goals are for Newcastle. If he's going to sell Isak, Newcastle is not the same team that they are right now. if he's satisfied with that, fine. I also don't know what a guy like Izad would cost. He's prone to injuries, but he's a scoring machine. He does not stop if he plays.
It's rumored at $150 million. What are your thoughts on that number as you go into all this stuff about him?
What's the number?
$150 million.
My God. I mean, I don't know, man. I think he's worth it. I don't think there's another striker that's coming up right now, $150 mil, and you're guaranteed effort and goals in every single game. I don't know how you don't go for that.
I'm totally on board with you. I think that he's an absolute stud. The way he moves with the ball, he's got that like lanky vibe to him where he moves and shakes, he can dribble, he can pass, he can score with his head, he can score with both feet. He's got an absolute rocket of a shot, by the way. If I'm Arsenal, go ahead.
And you said something before that I totally agree with, that he's much more proficient with the ball than Haaland. And that's what we see in a lot of the games. Even if he doesn't score, he constantly creates spaces. He'll like bounce the ball off of him and throw it to Anthony Gordon, and he's been scoring. He makes everybody better around him.
He does, and he's not just, like I said this, for those who didn't hear, I said this a week or two ago. If I had to pick, I would rather have Isak than Haaland. I think that when Man City are ticking and just pretty much laying the ball up for him in the box, I mean, he's an absolute beast. Like, the guy's gigantic, he's super strong, and he has an absolute ripper of a shot. He can score with his head, but that's any striker. I've been saying this for 2 years. If you threw Harry Kane, Lewandowski, any of these guys in that Man City team from 2 years ago where Haaland scored about 50, 60 goals, they're producing those same numbers. He's nothing special in that situation. He's the best finisher in the world in front of goal. Outside of that, he doesn't offer anything. And you look at a guy like Isak, and you can see the impact that he has week in and week out when he has the ball at his feet, dribbling, taking guys on, 1v1. Hell, you could take, I mean, there are clips of him taking three guys on at once. For those who don't remember, Go look up the goal against Everton last year. It wasn't his goal. The assist he had against Everton last year, he dribbled like six dudes himself on the end line. It's just unbelievable. He's a star.
Yeah, you can easily see the impact that he had against Liverpool. Although Newcastle lost that game, Van Dijk had his hands full the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, he's an unbelievable player. I want to shift to reports that broke yesterday that you posted on your story. I said I would no longer support the team if these were true.
Yes.
Rumors are that Manchester United are open to hearing bids for anybody, and that includes Kobbie Mainoo, Garnacho, and Højlund, Lenny Yoro, everyone. It doesn't matter who they are, they'll hear bids. Why? Because the financial situation isn't great. Nico, can I ask a question? What in God's name was the point of Ineos coming in and buying 25% of this club with all of their money, their billions of dollars, if all that they were going to do is make tickets more expensive, cut salaries, cancel the Christmas party, not donate to the ex-players fund, which the club has been donating to for 30, 40 years now, and just sell all of our young talent just to make profits? What is going on? Is this just news? Can you settle me? Is this just news reports, or do you think this actually has legs from what you're looking at?
I mean, considering that the post Ten Hag era with Amorim essentially proved that Ten Hag was not the only issue, right? Somebody can say Ten Hag's players, blah, 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 but the performance with Amorim didn't get any better, although the coaches switched. So now we know that the players have a big role and a big piece of the accountability side when it comes to United's downfall. Now, Ten Hag leaving cost Ineos $30 million. Just to get rid of Ten Hag and bring in Amorim, it cost them about $30 million. I think that they're trying to shake up the club. I think that they're trying to make some money. But the supporters in their core, if there's a few players right now, Kobbie Mainoo has to be one of the most promising studs that plays for United. Diallo got a new deal, which is good news, but they have to build on that. They have to get more guys signed, and they have to start creating a core with a future for Manchester United.
I'll tell you what, I'm okay selling Højlund because I think we need an actual, a stud striker right now. It's absolutely necessary. But what I want to comment on something. Not a lot of people are talking about this. This week leading up to the game against Liverpool was Amorim's first time since taking over that he had a full week of training with the team. And I don't know about you, but that was one of the best performances we've had all season. I know it was a 2-2 draw. Calling it for what it is, we probably should have won that game. I mean, Harry Maguire missed a sitter at the end. And, you know, there are multiple other opportunities. And, you know, the PK, it is what it is, kind of a fluke error. For me, if Kobe Mainoo was in the conversation of being sold, I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm done. I won't watch. I'll retire from watching. So he is not only the most promising young player at Manchester United, he is one of the most promising young players in all of Europe. I mean, he came on the scene last season after starting. I mean, in preseason, he hurt his ankle against Arsenal. He was out for months. Comes in that game against Wolves. Scores one of the most unbelievable game-winning goals I've ever seen from a teenager. No celebration. Calm as can be. Built for this moment. Not only that, dominates all season long at United. Scores in the FA Cup final. Goes to the Euros with England. They're playing absolutely terribly. They throw him in finally. And it's like a completely different team. And he was one of the stars of the Euros for England as well. He's playing absolutely fantastic. How is he going to be sold? For what number? And the reports that the club leading the way are Chelsea. I mean, are we insane? This is the most ludicrous thing that I've ever heard in my entire life. Garnacho, whatever.
You know what I would say? Tyler, what I would say? I would say let Amorim decide everything that has to do with who stays and who goes.
That I agree
with.
That's
what I would say.
That I'm on board with. If he thinks that Kobe Mainoo can't do the job, that is why we brought him in here. I have trust in him. If you look at what he did at Sporting, he came in. It was a very bad situation, very bad ownership, very bad financially. He had a rough first six games, turned it around. Next season, they had one loss. They won the league. I'm on board with that. If that's what he thinks, I just have a hard time believing that's where his head is at. And where I am at as a fan is instead of selling 25% to Ineos, we should have sold to the Sheikh from Qatar who said he was going to wipe the club's debt, improve the stadium, improve all the facilities, and we would be completely out of the situation. But instead, just like we see with the Jets, just like we see with the Cowboys, just like we see with the Raiders, just like we see with the Bears, it's terrible.
It's not an ugly situation.
It's just a really ugly situation. I want to bring up a team that deserves to be spoken about. Nottingham Forest. They beat Wolves 3-0 on Monday. As it stands right now, they are level with Arsenal in the Premier League on 40 points. They are 4 points ahead fourth place Chelsea. They sit in third only on goal differential, which is a pretty significant gap. Arsenal plus 21, Nottingham Forest plus 10. They're 6 points off Liverpool. Liverpool have a game in hand, so you can figure they're 9 points off the title. For me, the title race is pretty much wrapped up and over with. I don't see Liverpool dropping more than two games potentially throughout the rest of the season, which will be enough to secure them the Premier League victory. Is Forest going to finish top four, in your opinion?
Forest is going to finish top four, I believe it. I believe that confidence is the ultimate sixth sense that teams can have on the field that nobody can really see. It comes from the locker rooms. It comes from the fans. It comes within the players and how they're playing and performing both at practice and on the field. And right now, Forest has to be one of the most confident teams that's playing in the Premier League. If no injuries happen, their defense is solid. They got Murillo. They got Milankovic. They have an amazing keeper, Matthias Selt. They got Elanga up front, Gibbs White, Chris Wood playing like a prime Ibrahimovic. Those guys are set, man. They're bound to have a historic season for Forest.
Is it not crazy to you that since they lost to Manchester City 3-0, they have beaten Manchester United, Aston Villa, Brentford, Tottenham, Everton, and Wolves? Those are some good teams in there. Let's just talk about that real quick. We'll bring that up in the 2 minute draw up next. You want to stay with me for another 2 minutes?
Yes, I'm down.
All right, perfect. Yeah, because I want to talk about it, man. It's a cool story. Everyone remembers Leicester City in the 2015 season coming up 5,000-1 odds to win it. No one thought about it. It wasn't even a question. And they did something that is one of the most memorable stories in all of sports history. And they're giving me Leicester vibes. And that's what I want to dive into you with on the 2 minute drill here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beefsauce, who's staying with us for the 2 minute drill coming up next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Time for the 2-Minute Drill here with your host, Todd Levine, alongside my man, Nico Beef Sauce, my co-host on First Touch, which is Fridays, 5 o'clock Eastern. Nico, I got to say, it's been nice chatting some storylines rather than just going through all the scores. Maybe we got to mix this in a little bit more on the show. What do you think, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is what people want to hear. They want to hear opinions, and they want to hear breakdowns of some crazy stories, no?
All right, let's get a crazy take here. I want your yes, no, and why. Can Nottingham Forest do a Leicester City and win the Premier League? Is there a chance?
The only way they do that is if they beat Liverpool again. If they beat Liverpool again, they can take the championship from them.
You think so? If they beat Liverpool, let's find out when they play. I'm scrolling here right now.
Because they beat them on Anfield already. So if they beat them again,
oh, wow, this is actually crazy. What timing? They play on January 14th, home at Nottingham Forest, which would be a huge swing. You got to say it would be a huge swing. I'm going to say, you know, I doubted Leicester City. For those who are not familiar with the story, Leicester City came up to the Premier League, a relegated team, and they won it all, 5,000-1. One of the longest shots. And to win the Premier League, I mean, it's something Arsenal, one of the most storied clubs in all of England, haven't done in 20 years. Leicester City did it in 2015 with a group of people that nobody even knew. And it's one of the most remarkable stories ever. And this Leicester City team, I mean, Nico, correct me if I'm wrong, they're very reminiscent of that Leicester team. I mean, very.
Super.
They haven't.
I mean,
they have 4 losses this year, 4 draws and 12 wins. It's crazy.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I just want to say United is trying to sell Garnacho. How much Alanga is going to go for Nottingham Forest? I mean, with the season that he's having, he's scoring a goal literally every game.
And listen, I will say, Nottingham Forest against Liverpool. Marty, send us to England. Get us to that stadium that day. It's going to be absolute mayhem to watch.
That will be a good one. Nico, I will see you Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern, right here for another edition of First Touch. Thank you for joining me, buddy.
Sounds good. Good night, everybody.
Absolutely. All right, guys, another hour down. Tomorrow, I will be live at Hard Rock Stadium, 7:30 Eastern for the Notre Dame-Penn State matchup for the college football semifinal. I'll be out. I'm going there early. I'll be out and about around the stadium. I'll be getting some content with the fans to be posted on our Instagram, at Sports Overnight America. Give us a follow. If you see me, please come say hello. Let's shoot a video. Let's get your takes. Have a great night, folks. See you guys Friday.